All India Radio presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Tanvi Taneja. The headlines. Campaigning for 7th and last phase of Lok Sabha elections ends this evening. Directorate of Revenue Intelligence busts international racket to import high-end drones into the country. Saudi authorities grant exit visas to 450 stranded Indian workers. US President Donald Trump rolls out a merit-based immigration system. And NSG commandos scale the world's highest peak, Mount Everest, in their maiden attempt. Campaigning for the 7th and last phase of Lok Sabha elections will end this evening. 59 constituencies spread over 7 states and 1 union territory will go to polls in this phase on Sunday. Campaigning for 9 seats in West Bengal ended last night after the Election Commission curtailed it by a day following Tuesday's violence in Kolkata during BJP President Amit Shah's roadshow. Voting in this phase will take place for 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 seats in West Bengal, 8 seats each in Bihar and Madhya Pradesh, all 4 seats in Himachal Pradesh, 3 in Jharkhand and the lone seat of Chandigarh. Star campaigners of various political parties are making their last-ditch efforts to woo the voters. Our Bhopal correspondent has filed this report on the last day of campaigning in Madhya Pradesh.
On the last day of election campaigning, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address an election rally at Khargone district of the state. Tight security arrangements have been made for the Prime Minister's visit. Union Minister Narendra Singh Tomar, BJP Vice President Shivraj Singh Chauhan and BJP State President Rakesh Singh will also address rallies in Malwa Nimad region. On the other hand, Congress leader and Chief Minister Kamal Nath, senior leader Digvijay Singh and Arun Yadav will also campaign in support of their party candidates. Sanjeev Sharma, AIR News, Bhopal.
Our Lucknow correspondent reports that campaigning for the 7th phase has reached its crescendo in Uttar Pradesh.
Many senior BJP leaders, including Rajnath Singh, Rajyavardhan Singh Rathore, JP Nadda and Manoj Sinha will campaign today in different constituencies. Congress General Secretary and in charge of Eastern Uttar Pradesh, Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, will lead road shows in Mirzapur and Patrona, while Congress President Rahul Gandhi is also scheduled to hold a rally in Devariya district. There will be joint rallies of alliance in Mirzapur and Chandauli, in which BSP Chief Mayawati, Samajwadi Party President Akhilesh Yadav and RLD Supremo Ajit Singh will be present. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, AIR News, Varanasi.
Our Shimla correspondent has sent off this report on campaigning in Himachal Pradesh.
Today, Congress President Rahul Gandhi will address election rally in Solan district in support of its candidate. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi already addressed 2 rallies in this state. Meanwhile, senior leaders of both BJP and Congress are labeling allegation and counter-allegation by holding regular press conferences. Election will come to an end at 6 p.m. today. Sanjeev Sundariyal, AIR News, Shimla.
The Election Commission has ordered re-poll at a booth in Chandni Chowk parliamentary constituency. Official sources said Chief Electoral Office of Delhi had submitted a report to the Commission asking for a re-poll in polling station number 32. The presiding officer had forgotten to delete the test votes that were cast during mock polls before actual polling commenced at 7 a.m. on the 12th of May. The re-poll will be conducted on Sunday. The Election Commission has relieved 2 officers of West Bengal from poll duty with immediate effect. They are Subdivisional Police Officer Diamond Harbour Mithun Kumar Day and Office in Charge of Amnest Street Police Station Kaushik Das. Official sources said the 2 officers will not be given any election-related posts. The action came in the wake of recent poll violence in Kolkata. The Supreme Court is scheduled to pronounce its verdict today on the CBI application seeking vacation of the order which granted interim protection from arrest to former Kolkata Police Commissioner Rajiv Kumar in the Sharada Chitfund scam. The CBI had told the Apex Court that it wanted custodial interrogation of Kumar, who was earlier heading the West Bengal Police's special investigation team probing the Chitfund scam. The Apex Court had on February 5th granted protection from arrest to Kumar. The court directed him to appear before the CBI and faithfully cooperate with the investigation of cases arising out of the scam. The CBI has said the probe in Bofors scam will continue following recent revelations in the matter. In view of certain revelations made by one Michael Hirschman, CBI has sought the permission of the trial court to conduct further investigation in the Bofors case. On the 8th of this month, a Delhi trial court had observed that when independent right and power is available with the CBI to further investigate the matter on their own, why is such an application still being filed in the court? In a statement, the CBI said yesterday, the court stated that for conducting further investigation, permission of the court is not mandatory and an intimation to the court in this regard will suffice. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. News Services Division of All India Radio is broadcasting a special live program, Janadesh 2019, on the developments related to the general elections 2019.
Tune in to the FM Gold channel of AIR from 4:05 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. every day till the announcement of results to listen to this special program.
The Directorate of Revenue Intelligence, DRI, has busted an international racket involving smugglers from Pakistan, China, Myanmar and India to import high-end drones, remotely piloted aircraft, into the country through the northeastern border. The shipment of drones and other related items worth 1 crore rupees was intercepted and seized by the DRI in March. However, the Ahmedabad-based mastermind, whose identity was not revealed, was arrested yesterday. A release by the DRI in Ahmedabad said the drones were smuggled into India from China through Myanmar. It was also revealed that some Pakistan-based smugglers and their firms were also involved in the entire racket. More from our correspondent.
According to DRI officials, Pakistan-based firms placed order for supply of drones with Chinese firm. The drones were supplied by Chinese firm to a warehouse in Dehong, Yunnan, China, which is located in South China, close to the eastern border of Myanmar. From Dehong in China, it was smuggled into Myanmar. After that, it was transported across the international border into northeastern region of India. DRI has also intercepted and seized different types of high-end drones. The nature of goods and the involvement of Pakistani and Chinese firms have also raised the security concerns. Yogesh Pandya, AIR News, Ahmedabad.
The centre has extended the deadlines for filing of various goods and services tax GST returns for taxpayers registered in the 14 cyclone hit districts of Odisha. State Information and Public Relations Secretary Sanjay Kumar Singh said the date for filing GST returns for April 2019 has been extended from May 20th to June 20th. Meanwhile, the additional secretary in the Union Finance Ministry, Debashish Panda, reviewed the banking service situation in the cyclone-affected districts yesterday. The meeting held in Bhubaneswar laid emphasis on the revival of banking and insurance services in the affected areas. Mr. Panda said, barring Puri district, 99% of banks are functional in Odisha. Union Commerce Minister Suresh Prabhu has said that the strategic investments based on a clear sectoral analysis will further strengthen India's economic growth. He was speaking at the policy roundtable organized by Confederation of Indian Industries in Mumbai yesterday. Mr. Prabhu said that for inclusive and holistic development of the economy, it is key to focus on district development. He said, at a time when the global economy is reeling under uncertainty due to the ongoing trade war between the US and China, India has seen its exports grow and will benefit further due to this. In Saudi Arabia, authorities have granted exit visas to 450 stranded Indian workers and their repatriation will begin soon. This was announced by India's ambassador to Saudi Arabia, Dr. Asif Saeed, yesterday on the occasion of iftar meal sharing with the workers. He added that the Indian embassy is working to obtain exit visas for the remaining workers as well. More from our correspondent.
The iftar evening on Thursday brought a smile on the faces of a number of stranded Indian workers in Saudi Arabia who had been struggling to get back home for over a year. Ambassador Dr. Asif Saeed, along with his other embassy colleagues, reached out to hundreds of stranded Indian workers of a leading defunct construction company in Saudi, not only for an iftar meal, but also to inform them that exit visas for 450 stranded workers have been obtained and the process of repatriation to the homeland will begin soon. Kanchan Prasad, AIR News, Dubai.
U.S. President Donald Trump has rolled out a merit-based immigration system. The move will benefit foreigners, including hundreds and thousands of Indian professionals and skilled workers waiting to get their green cards or permanent legal residency. He made the announcement in his Rose Garden speech yesterday. President Trump said, under the proposed system, permanent legal residency would be given based on points for their age, knowledge, job opportunities and civic sense. The proposal significantly increased the quota for skilled workers from the existing nearly 12% to 57%. Besides, immigrants will be required to learn English and pass a civics exam prior to admission. The Indian delegation, led by Information and Broadcasting Secretary Amit Khare, met film commissioners of participating countries at the Cannes Film Festival. During the meeting, the delegation highlighted the opportunity of utilizing the abundant talent pool of skilled professionals and technicians and projected the possibility of India emerging as a major post-production hub. An official release said, the focus of the discussion was exploration of co-production opportunities with the participating countries and forge opportunities for collaboration in films. The delegation also met Iti Cohen, the Director of Film Department and Council, Ministry of Culture and Sports, Israel. During the meeting, Israel proposed India to be the focus country in the Jerusalem Film Festival 2020. Commanders of the National Security Guard, NSG, have scaled the Mount Everest, the world's highest peak, in their maiden attempt. In a statement, the NSG said that a seven-member team led by Lieutenant Colonel J.P. Kumar successfully unfurled the Indian flag at the 8,848-meter-tall peak at about 7 a.m. yesterday. NSG Director General Sudeep Laktakia congratulated the team, saying, Everest demands doggedness, tenacity, perseverance, courage and multiple skills to survive in the toughest conditions. The 12-member team was flagged off by Home Secretary Rajiv Gauba on March 29th from New Delhi. In Malaysia, three militants inspired by the Islamic State terror group have been arrested. Police said the suspects were planning attacks on non-Muslim places of worship in the country and neighbouring Indonesia. Malaysia and Indonesia, both Muslim-majority countries, are on high alert amid fears that followers of the jihadists are plotting attacks after the group's defeat in the Middle East. Pakistan's currency hit an all-time low against the US dollar yesterday after it dropped to 148 rupees per dollar in the interbank market. The devaluation followed bailout package by the International Monetary Fund, IMF, in the weekend. The IMF agreed to provide $6 billion to Pakistan under stringent conditions, including higher role of market forces in determining currency rates. And now for an overview of today's newspapers. It's over to Anuja Kumar.
Thank you, Tanvi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee's war of words over the desecration of Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar's bust continues to make top headlines in the dailies. Modi, Didi blame each other for vandalism, headlines the Tribune. PM Mamata war escalates as Bengal campaign ends, writes the Asian Age. We'll build Vidyasagar statue, pledges PM, don't want BJP arms, says Didi, reports the Times of India. The Pioneer writes, Congress will forego PM's post if it stops Modi, hints Azad. The Statesman reports, Sonia invites opposition leaders for 23rd May meeting. BJP's Bhopal Lok Sabha candidate Pragya Singh Thakur's Godse Patriot remark, triggering an outrage, also gets wide coverage. Pragya calls Godse Patriot whips up storm, apologizes later at BJP's directive, notes the Hindu. The Mail today, revealing the world's biggest study on substance use, writes that Indians get drunk an average of 41 times a year, beating France, Italy and Spain. And finally, home buyers can seek refund if flat delayed beyond 1 year, observes the Times of India, as the Consumer Forum sets 1 year time limit for wait period, beyond which investors can claim refund from builders. And with that, it's back to you, Tanvi.
Thank you, Anuja. And now before we end the bulletin, here are the headlines once again. Campaigning for seventh and last phase of Lok Sabha elections ends this evening. Directorate of Revenue Intelligence busts international racket to import high-end drones into the country. Saudi authorities grant exit visas to 450 stranded Indian workers. US President Donald Trump rolls out a merit-based immigration system. And NSG commanders scale the world's highest peak, Mount Everest, in their maiden attempt. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.